славен, Ježiš Kristus, milej Matěji. Až na věky tam uspícháš, bratře Ondřeji.
For most people in Prague and the Czech Republic, last Sunday was the second Advent Sunday, marking the middle of the four-week period before Christmas. In their homes, people lit the second candle on the Advent wreath in anticipation of the coming holiday. But this past Sunday, another lighting ceremony took place in Prague as well. Sunday was the sixth day of the Jewish holiday of Chanukah, the festival of lights. A giant candelabra known as the menorah was erected in Náměstí Jana Palacha, or Jan Palach Square, just outside the historic Jewish quarter of Prague. This was the 10th menorah lighting ceremony held by the Chabad Center, one of Prague's Jewish congregations, and it attracted a crowd of about 300 Jews and Gentiles both. Rabbi Manis Barash, the head of the Chabad Center in Prague, spoke from below the giant candelabra.
We join the thousands of giant public Hanukkah menorahs which are lit all over the world in celebration of Hanukkah. Candles are very important in Judaism. We light Shabbos candles and holiday candles, Yizkor candles, memorial candles. It's all about lighting the candles of the menorah, where every day we increase and we light one more light and another light, till we light the whole menorah 8 lights.
The 8th-day Jewish holiday of Chanukah commemorates the rededication of the Jerusalem Temple at the time of the Maccabean Revolt in the 2nd century before the Common Era. While originally a minor holiday, the 20th century saw it develop into one of the most observed festivals of the Jewish year. It has become such a popular festival, especially with children, because of the proximity of Christmas. First Deputy Mayor of Prague, Rudolf Blažek, represented City Hall at the menorah lighting ceremony and was given a special privilege at the ceremony too.
This year we are honoring Mr. Blažek, the first Deputy Mayor of Prague, with kindling the first light of the menorah. The mayor and his deputies are all very good climbers. They're not afraid of heights. It makes us very comfortable living here in the city that we have. We're in such good hands.
Both men then mounted a lift platform that elevated them, with some guidance of the rabbi, to the top of the 6-meter-tall candelabra.
To the left a little bit and higher. The lever.
Then Mr. Blažek kindled the first light and the audience rejoiced. Ziv Kuhlman, the Deputy Chief Mission of Israel to Prague, was also at the ceremony. He noted the venue is very relevant for the holiday of Chanukah. The square bears the name of Jan Palach, a student who immolated himself in 1969 in protest of the Soviet-led occupation of Czechoslovakia.
This year it's also the International Human Rights Day. I think it's a very nice coincidence. So we think about Jan Palach, we think about fighters for human rights wherever they are, and remember Chanukah, because this is exactly what this holiday is about.
Chanukah starts, as an old joke has it, the same as always, the 25th of Kislev, according to the Jewish calendar, that is. In the Christian calendar, it usually occurs from late November to late December, right in the middle of the holiday frenzy engaged in by non-Jewish people in many parts of the world. For some Jews living as a minority within a society with such a strong emphasis on Christmas traditions might challenge the practice of their own beliefs. Jana Frankova, a member of the Prague Jewish community, says that her family used to celebrate Christmas, but no longer does.
Christmas is something I grew up in, something that I followed as a tradition, not a Christian tradition, but just a nice tradition when mainly the kids get presents. So that was nice, and I didn't have anything against it. I knew about Chanukah. I started celebrating Chanukah when I sort of separated from my family that was terrified about being Jewish and about anyone learning about them being Jewish. And I thought it was nice. I actually had with my family something for myself, for ourselves. And I felt I was sort of following in the tradition of my old family, and my ancestors.
I also ask Sam Fleischmann, an American residing in Prague, whether the attention to Christmas makes him uncomfortable.
Quite the opposite. It enriches my Jewish identity. I grew up in New York City, where we have a very large Jewish population. And I also lived in Israel for a year. And I must say that coming to the Czech Republic has given me a stronger sense of Jewish identity, in that for once in my life I can live as a minority, and therefore it brings forth the passion and the identity.
Things were very different for the generation that experienced the Holocaust. Having returned from the hell of Nazi extermination camps, they wished to assimilate so that they could never be labeled as Jews again. Celebrations of Hanukkah and of any other Jewish holiday, for that matter, were off for the time being. Jana Frankova again.
It was more difficult because of the older generation, of the generation of my parents, because they were those who were terrified to let the neighbors know who they were, certainly because of their war experience. So after the change of the regime, we suddenly felt free. We could go to the Jewish community to celebrate all the holidays, Hanukkah, Pesach, you know, everything. And people suddenly, the wider majority society, became interested in actually what we were doing there and why we're doing it. And it's like kind of satisfaction.
There was certainly a lot of joy and satisfaction to be seen under the giant menorah. After the sixth light was lit, children formed circles and started dancing to the lively tones of Hanukkah music. After a while, they rushed off to the Chabad community center for some latkes, locally known as bramboráky, with hot cream and applesauce. Jana Frankova believes such public festivals can make people know their neighbors better.
Besides pulling down the barriers among the groups of population, it also enriches them. And I think it would be actually pretty good if, for example, Czech kids at school learned not only about Christmas, because they should know why Czech children celebrate Christmas, but also about Jewish holidays. But they should perhaps learn also about the holidays of Vietnamese kids who go to the same class.
Same, 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 same,